This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here to talk about free agency with us is ESPN's NFL fantasy football analyst, the host of the Next Level Fantasy Football Show on SiriusXM, a member of the Pro Football Writers Association. Happy to have Mike Clay on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline with us. Hello, Mike. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, fellas. Good to be here. How are you?
Good. John Murphy, Steve Tasker up here in Buffalo. Question for you, and it's late-breaking news within the last hour, but just your thoughts on Charles Clay's move from the Bills, released last Friday, to the Arizona Cardinals on a one-year deal. What do you make of that?
Yeah, it's been a disappointing couple seasons for Clay, obviously, but Arizona's kind of in just that talent collection mode right now, whether it's seasoned veterans or scooping up some younger guys off waivers late in the season. But, you know, we've seen a few guys. They bring in Charles Clay, who's probably an upgrade, honestly, on their current situation with Jermaine Gresham there, who could be cut loose, and Ricky Seals-Jones, a converted receiver who didn't pan out. But they bring him in. They bring in Robert Alford. They've been looking for a number two perimeter corner for a long time. He's clearly an upgrade. Brooks Reed on the edge. I mean, Arizona obviously just kind of in talent collection mode right now. We'll see if any of these guys pan out for them.
Hey, Mike, I was saying to my partner Steve here last hour that a lot of what goes on in free agency is, for lack of a better, I know this is a hackneyed phrase, but one team's trash is another one's treasure. In other words, Bills fans are like, we're not going to miss Charles Clay. And the Arizona Cardinals are saying, hey, we got Charles Clay. He was productive a couple of years ago. That'll happen again and again over the next couple of weeks, won't it?
No question. I mean, I just put out a list on Twitter of all the top free agents. But as you mentioned, a lot of guys are going to get cut too, right? So we're going to have a lot of guys kind of added to this group, whether it is a guy like Jermaine Gresham or perhaps a Torrey Smith or maybe a Michael Crabtree. Devontae Parker could get traded. Laquon Treadwell, maybe somebody takes a chance on him. You're going to see a lengthy list of veterans, some with a lot of talent, some that are kind of sneaky names that get scooped up and make a lot of noise elsewhere. Think about this. The Super Bowl winning Patriots, right? Adrian Claiborne, they scoop him up. He played a nice rotational role on the edge, as well as Danny Shelton, who Cleveland just kind of gave away to them. They did made some savvy, under-the-radar offseason moves last year. Trent Brown, how about him at left tackle? What a move that was. I mean, that's how championship teams are made. It's not just the superstars. It's filling in those voids across your roster, and that's why teams like Cleveland made a leap last year, and certainly the Saints filled some voids last offseason, and obviously New England does that each and every offseason. So you're right. You have to keep an eye on those intermediate moves, those smaller moves, as well as the big ones.
Yeah, you mentioned Arizona being in the talent collection mode. That's what every team right now is. They're either collecting the talent or evaluating it, and now you've got great players like Antonio Brown out there who came out today. He and the Steelers have agreed that there's going to be a trade. But the problem is, I think, is his contract. I mean, don't you have to be a team that not only has the assets to trade for him, but also the money to pay him? Doesn't that narrow the field quite a bit?
I think so. I mean, the implications won't be too bad for them. It's pretty much going to be a wash for the Steelers. But, you're right. There's teams that have cap room, others that don't, and that's going to be a factor here. But I think the teams you've heard a lot about have some cap space, right? So think about the San Francisco 49ers. They could obviously make it happen. They declined an option on Pierre Garçon. They have some cap space, and obviously they need an impact player, a wide receiver for Jimmy Garoppolo. So they make sense. The team I'd love to see, guys, and maybe it's wishful thinking, but just as a football fan wanting to watch explosive offense, will be the Colts. I mean, imagine putting him opposite T.Y. Hilton with Eric Ebron and Jack Doyle inside, Marlon Mack in the backfield, and obviously Andrew Luck throwing the football. I mean, that would be so fun. But and of course, the Colts, I mentioned them because they are overwhelmed with cap space. It's going to be really interesting to see what they do. But, I think there's suitors out there that have the money and will be able to get a deal done.
Hey, Mike, how much, if at all, has Antonio Brown poisoned the trade waters regarding him?
I think a little bit. I mean, you've seen the reports out there that some teams are just not interested right now, and I don't know how much truth is to that. The thing I would look at is really his age. I mean, he's over age 30 now. Do we start to see him come back to earth a little bit in production? That would be the thing I look at or that I would be studying if I was looking to trade for Antonio Brown. I'd be more concerned with that. Is he about to fall off? You know, are we going to get that superstar? Or are we going to get a guy that's 80% of that or 70%? You know, is a guy that's going to get injured now? You know, that's the thing that's kind of being overlooked is the fact that he could be on the way down. You know, but you don't hear anything about that. It's almost being overlooked, and maybe that's smart by him. People are thinking, you know what, we could deal with the locker room stuff, the off-field stuff. You know, we'll take that chance because he's talented. But is he really at that level right now? Or if he is, how much longer does he have?
Well, there's a ton of guys coming out, and you know, over there's going to be a couple of hundred guys that hit the free agent market who are already on the free agent market or are going to come on. Do you see any notable names that are just about to be kicked to the curb by the club that with which they've made their name with? Are there any big name free agents that we don't know about just yet?
Guys that are that have not been cut loose yet. So you think guys that are about to be added to the pool?
Right.
Absolutely. You know, I think we've heard DeSean Jackson's name a bunch of times. He could either be cut loose or traded. That's the name. I mentioned Michael Crabtree. Emmanuel Sanders is hurt, so I don't know if that'll happen in Denver, but that's a team who moved on from Demaryius Thomas last season. He's actually there now. Demaryius Thomas is actually in the pool now. He was cut loose by Houston, so that's a name to keep an eye on for sure. On the defensive side of the ball, guys, a lot of potential star power here. Malik Jackson and Gerald McCoy at defensive tackle. How about Everson Griffin on the edge? A bunch of linebackers, Sean Lee, Vontaze Burfict, Jamie Collins, Zach Brown. Those are some names to watch there. Corner, Jimmy Smith, Xavier Rhodes, and safety, Andrew Sandejo in Minnesota and Morgan Burnett in Pittsburgh. Burnett wants out. You know, per his comments late in the season. So there's a lot of talent, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And it's already a very good class on the defensive side, especially on the edge when you talk about guys like DeMarcus Lawrence and Clowney and Flowers, Brandon Graham, D Ford. I mean, Frank Clark, there's just a lengthy list of talented players out there on that side of the ball. So, yeah, we'll keep an eye on this in the next couple of weeks.
Hey, Mike, on the other side, tag season is open now. Anybody coming off the free agent market, do you think? Who do you anticipate is going to get tagged and come off the free agent market?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like there's going to be a ton right now, or at least the reports suggest teams are kind of on the fence with a few of these guys. I mean, you're hearing reports about kickers, you know, could be the top guys getting tagged. But I think DeMarcus Lawrence is a very likely one in Dallas. If they can't come to a long-term agreement, that's one I'd keep an eye on. Not sure about Clowney. I'm not sure if they would tag him right now. You've heard a little about Trey Flowers. He probably won't be tagged. And I think with like a guy like C.J. Mosley, who kind of leads the linebackers, it sounds like they'll probably come to a long-term deal with him. That might be it. I mean, LaMarcus Joyner was tagged last season by the Rams. I don't think that's going to happen again. It is a good safety class. Landon Collins for the Giants is a candidate for sure. So not sure we're going to get a ton of them, at least in terms of the super high-paid superstar players. Might see ones kind of flying under the radar on special teams, like at the kicker position. But those are the top guys to keep an eye on for sure.
One of the things you talk about in your articles is you think maybe you're thinking Devontae Parker goes to the Colts and Jacoby Brissett moves on. What do you think that could happen, or how likely is it now?
Ryan Tannehill, I didn't mention him, but he's another guy that is supposedly or reportedly going to be cut by the Dolphins. And if that happens, they don't have a quarterback, so they're going to be in that market for sure. And I thought that connection kind of makes sense. I mean, you look at the coaching changes down there in Miami. You bring in Brian Flores and Chad O'Shea as the offensive coordinator. Well, those guys were with the Patriots when they drafted Jacoby Brissett. And now, of course, he was shipped to the Colts when the season Andrew Luck was out, but he's going to be a free agent after this season, and Andrew Luck is the starter there in Indianapolis. So potentially he could be moved. We know that Devontae Parker fell out of favor last season with Miami, was kind of driven down to the bottom of the depth chart, and he's going to be a free agent after the season. So perhaps a connection there. Brissett goes to work with coaches that he knows down there in Miami, could compete to start maybe with a rookie there, and then you ship Parker for a kind of a fresh start there with the Colts opposite T.Y. Hilton. So, yeah, that was just kind of we all came up with a trade that kind of makes sense for both sides, and that one would fly a little under the radar, but obviously could make a big impact for both teams.
Talking to NFL free agency with Mike Clay, ESPN NFL football analyst. He's on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. How about quarterbacks moving in free agency, Mike? Who do you see likely candidates to move around a little bit? Bridgewater, Nick Foles, Ryan Fitzpatrick? How do you see that playing out?
Yeah, I'm not sure there's a ton of clear paths to starting jobs, right? I mean, even the one, even the teams that have voids at the quarterback position, or maybe are on the low end of the quarterback position, if we were to rank them 1 to 32, they still have young players that they want to give a shot to. Obviously, Denver filled theirs with Joe Flacco. Case Keenum could become available, but Washington, they have a big need. Jacksonville is going to move on to Blake Bortles. They do. Miami, I already mentioned. And past that, I mean, guys, I don't know if we have any starting jobs open. So where does Nick Foles go? Teddy Bridgewater, you have a couple rookies. You would think Kyler Murray will be starting pretty quickly. Dwayne Haskins as well. Those guys need landing spots. Tyrod Taylor's out there. And I mentioned some guys that will be cut loose. Case Keenum's available. Ryan Tannehill, mentioned Bortles. Maybe AJ McCarron, Jacoby Brissett. I mean, there's more quarterbacks, we'll say, that are available than there are spots. So it's going to be interesting to see where these guys land and if they end up cementing themselves into a clear number one job.
Yeah, and it's no question that with you, we're kind of entrenched here in the AFC East. It's going to be interesting to see who takes a snap for the Miami Dolphins under Brian Flores. I don't think it's going to be Ryan Tannehill. It could be a guy like Teddy Bridgewater, or it could be any one of those names. You know, it could be Ryan Fitzpatrick or Tyrod Taylor, Josh McCown, any of those teams. But one thing I did want to ask you, too, about is the running back spot. Le'Veon Bell has been in limbo for over a year, and he's maybe one of the best running backs available, active or inactive. Where is he going to end up?
Oh, well, you put me on the spot there, right? I think the team I've had kind of the most fun connecting the dots here is Oakland. You know, I just think it just seems to make sense to me. I feel like it's the kind of splash move that Mike Mayock and John Gruden will make. They obviously have a major void at running back. Marshawn Lynch is a free agent, as is Doug Martin. Really, they only have Jalen Richard right now, and he's more of a scat back at a nice season last year. But they have a void there, could use a 25-touch sort of player. And they don't have much at wide receiver. And Jared Cook's a free agent. You know, they need somebody to touch the ball quite a bit on the offensive side of the ball. I could see them spending money. They have a lot of that to spend. So Oakland's the team I've connected them to. But there's other spots, obviously, out there, including a team like Tampa Bay or, you know, perhaps Miami. That's probably a long shot. But there are a few voids. Philadelphia, I doubt that one as well. But there's certainly openings out there.
Mike Clay is our guest from ESPN on the topic of free agency. Mike, I have in my hand your 2019 NFL free agency cheat sheet. How can we? I'm going to keep this over the next month or two, but what's the best way to use this, and what's the best way to evaluate what you've put out here in terms of positions and the players listed under each position?
Yeah, I keep track of this pretty closely, the free agent status, and I do unit grades year-round, just kind of grading teams. It's a good way to find out teams that are being overlooked or are overrated across the league. It's how you find teams like Cleveland last year and the year before. Philadelphia came in high. The Chargers came in high. The Jags, that breakout season, they were high too. So it's just a fun exercise, and that gives you an idea where teams are strong, where teams are weak, and obviously if they're weak, it's likely that they'll address those positions using all the other players I have listed here, which is a list of the top free agents at each position. So it's just a resource. Print it out. I'll keep updating it over on Twitter at MikeClayNFL, and you know, just keep an eye on who the top guys are. And you know, if you're a Bills fan or a fan of another team, it'll give you an idea of who's out there, who's available, and if it dries up and there's nothing there at that position, it might be time to look toward the draft for some of these positions.
Yeah, your unit grades are very interesting, and you've got the Bills with ranked 29th overall in the NFL personnel wise. Fifth defensively in terms of all the units put together and how well they play, and dead last, 32nd on offense. Tell me how you compile those unit grades and what they tell us, if you would, Mike.
Yeah, just always going to be a little bit of a subjective nature, but, you know, I'm looking through right resources. I'm using My Football Sense. I'm just looking over the rosters. I mean, it really anyone can do this. You just have to put time aside. You pull out the free agents, and then you just compare every roster, basically rank them 1 to 32, essentially, or grade them on a 1 to 10 scale like I do, and then just do a little math and total them up and see who has the best roster out there. So, yeah, you know, I've been hard on the Bills the past couple of years. I thought they were an extremely strong candidate to kind of fall back to earth last season and miss the playoffs. That did, in fact, happen. But, admittedly, I was a little low on the defense. Tom McDermott has done an outstanding job on that side of the ball, not just finding good players, but, you know, taking seemingly replacement-level or average players and making them look like above average. There are all pro players. I mean, he's done such a terrific job. Look at that safety group. Unbelievable. Two guys that were barely in the league in Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde, and both guys are playing at a Pro Bowl level. It's just incredible. So really excited for them taking the next step defensively, and then I really want to see what they do offensively. They have to get some weapons here for Josh Allen. Give him a fair shot. I mean, I've been hard on him for sure, and I'm serious concerned about his accuracy, but he also didn't have a great supporting cast. Get him an O-line. Get him some guys to throw to, and we'll see what he can do at the NFL level here in 2019.
Yeah, that caught my attention. Your unit grade for the Bills quarterback group, 2.7, and only three other NFL teams have a lower grade at quarterback. Are you saying Josh Allen was the fourth worst quarterback in the NFL last year?
Well, not necessarily last year, saying going forward. So, yeah, I I'm definitely very, very concerned about what he brings to the table of quarterback. I mean, he added a lot with his legs last season. We know that. Tremendous production. We can't overlook that. But is that sustainable long-term? And can he make plays with his arm? Yes, he did make a few last year, but he also had a very high off-target rate. He also completed well below 60% of his throws. I mean, some of the concerns we had with him coming into the NFL did carry over. But again, if he takes a step forward, he throws the ball a little bit better, continues to run, they get him more weapons, the defense holds up. I'll be wrong. You know, this is a team that'll compete for 8 wins, 9
sure.
wins, and,
yeah.
and maybe get into the playoffs. So all we can do is evaluate what's there now. I'm comparing their current situation to the other 31 teams, and that's just where I feel they fall. It won't be perfect, but it's been a good exercise over the past few years.
I get that. Hey, last question for you. Steve put you on the spot earlier. I'm going to do it here. Free agency opens March 13th. Do they open at midnight or they wait till 4 p.m.? How does that work these days? I don't even know. You know?
Yeah, that's 4 p.m., but they do have that tampering period
for
a few days. So we'll get a bunch of reports.
When free agency opens, who's the first big name to make a move? It's a guess.
Oh, man.
Throw a dart here.
You are putting me on the spot. I'm just gonna go with volume here, and I'll go with one of these edge rushers. So pick your poison. I'll say Brandon Graham from Philadelphia signs somewhere. I don't even know where.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about. Maybe how about I'll throw a dart here. Brandon Graham signs with the Rams. How about that one?
All right.
They need the edge.
Well, you're right, volume. There's so many edge rushers seemingly going to be available March 13th. That'd be the logical way to go, right?
Yeah, there you go. That could work for sure. Maybe the Jets for Graham, you know, maybe states in the Northeast, they're switching up their defensive scheme there. So, the edge rushers are going to be fun to watch, especially if a guy like Everson Griffin gets added to that pile as well.
Yep. Hey, Mike, thanks for this. Good talking with you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
Anytime, fellas. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.